Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 21st, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And our themes today, all the elements of power's control of us hinge on its continuously recreated falseness. Also, the importance of the right story within a holistic self-defense practice. What are the first steps toward forming ourselves into a people demanding the right to pursue happiness, both as a people and as fully developing individualities? And then also seeing reality, using our full gifts, puts us at risk. And as always, what more can we do to ensure that love rules? And a brief update on my injury, so you can rest assured at some point I'll be typing at full capacity at some point. It's now wearing a much better splint, and surgery is out of the question because it's already starting to mend, and I intend to continue on to an osteopath and find out more about the swelling on the top of my hand and to get a cast. But any weakness, deformity, or pain I must live with, i.e. this is nothing compared to assault by EMF 24/7. And on this subject, there has to be a better way than enclosing a space with half-inch chicken wire and grounding the cage, or if that in fact works, I haven't tested it. Or if it's true that Earth stops microwaves, excavating and building an Earthship, although I would love to do this in order to protect from EMF and out the use of it. Seems that's going to be a difficult task in and of itself, and that we had best well be on our way to freedom before we wait on the shadow state, the official state, whatever state, admitting that it is in fact engaged in a high-tech Auschwitz project. Sisters and brothers, let's consider in more depth the implications of a plan by that very, very small and very, very organized group of global state statesmen to literally redesign the human to be more obedient, easier to govern. And that's a real hard discussion to get going, it sounds. It feels like to me. I mean, the show, there was a interview played before this show in which the commentator, the analyst, was talking about that war exists to serve the needs of corporations, who profits, follow the money. And I beg to differ. Well, it so happens that those folks who have all the money are also those folks who are doing the sculpting, and that up until now, I really have not heard anyone say that the motive goes back to Plato. It is about keeping the cattle herded. And that is so old and so deeply embedded in the whole mission of the class system that the fact that that is not ever acknowledged openly is proof that that's what's going on. Truly, it's so obvious. So in any case, this small organized group of global, it's just that they feel that they have to continuously improve on that project of containment. And the ones in charge today feel like they figured it out and they are on their way to total control of us. And I have to admit that given that this project has been going on for decades, I can totally understand their hubris on it. But as I always remind ourselves until I start hearing it said loud and clearly in the streets. We got the internet and instantaneous global communications. There is nothing in our way, aside from just the lethargy or of 10,000 years of class hanging on us, the lethargy from 10,000 years of class hanging on us. To stop us now, we have to start just spreading the word. And little by little, despite whether, I mean, if nobody shows up to our general strike, we just keep doing it. That's how it started. Recall our earlier quote from Rosa Luxemburg on the history of the global strike, the general strike, because it was global immediately, was that they did it over and over. And their objective was, one of their key objectives was the 8-hour day. And that was achieved. And then those series of wars happened, which shut down our global mobilization, which is why it existed, why it happened. War is always war on us, is another one of the key themes of today's show. So the project has been to design humans who will be easier to govern, who will remain obedient. And that does, in fact, require literally redesigning the human. And in something I tried to read more carefully, but it's hard to read carefully these days, by Marcuse, he was, if I got it, was suggesting that we have to redesign the human to demand freedom. Well, maybe that's true. In fact, I'm sure it is. That's in large measure what we've been discussing, reclaiming our authentic selves, although that's not redesigning us, that's reclaiming us. But what these guys are trying to do is to cement in place that loss of self and make that, in fact, the definition of human, and we must not allow it.